Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, there is a saying that teams need to learn to find a way to win. In your mind, is there much difference in learning to find a way to win as opposed to learning to find a way not to lose?
I don't know. It's a tough question. I don't, you know, it's a, you know, for, with a spontaneous question. The bottom line is you've got to know how to play in different situations, and you have to embrace those situations. And at times we're not doing that. We're still learning, and I'd like to quit learning, and I'd like to have it be part of who we are.
Which goal was harder to rewatch last night, tying goal or the game winner?
Well, I mean, the tying goal, because there wouldn't be a game winner if there wasn't a tying goal. That's how I look at it.
It's easy to second guess after the fact, but your last power play of regulation, if you are able to run out the clock there, you know, you win the game. What are the pros and cons of, you know, playing that power play as a quote-unquote normal power play, trying to keep the puck deep? A, you're trying to keep the goalie on the ice in that situation, as opposed to, you know, the potential of pulling it back out into the neutral zone like you see on occasion in three-on-three just to kind of regroup. That's also going to eat some clock. What's the pros and cons of both of those?
Not a chance pulling. You'll never pull a puck back in the neutral zone. You'll never see any hockey team in the history of hockey ever bring a power play back in the neutral zone. So that's just a non-factor. That's actually a bad move because now you're allowing them to get structure in the neutral zone. And then, obviously, again, what are you going to do, dump it and give it right back to them? Or if you can't enter the zone clean. So bottom line is, Schultze, we had a 5-on-4, and we got scored on. It shouldn't happen.
Was there an overwhelming theme to the video clips that you showed the team today, or was it a bunch of little things?
Minimal. We had minimal clips. We had like 10 clips, and most of them were positive. I think we had 3 teaching clips, and most of them were positive. We didn't show any of the goals. We don't have to. Those guys watch their shifts. They watch the game the night before. I wasn't going to go over that again. And again, we know that there's a little bit of a problem there, and I just didn't want to bring it up. I wanted to move on, and we moved on.
A week after Aaron Myers had a rough night on the faceoff dot, he had a really good one last night, especially at home when there's, you know, a faceoff to start a shift. How much of a factor is who the opponent's center is going to determine which line you're going to put out there?
I don't really. Sometimes it all depends. I shouldn't say that, Schultze. If we're matching, that's one thing. But again, we tried to. I was worried about us last night, and I think it's probably the first time all year we rolled 4 pretty darn consistently, even after TV timeouts, which I'm not afraid to go back to 1, 2, 3, and that's when the fours kind of can. The fours obviously get their limited playing time. I kind of stuck with things last night. I didn't deviate too much just because I felt the complexion of the game was going that way, and I thought our fours were getting it done.
More with Coach Cerutori when we come back, our Budweiser pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2, with head coach Tom Cerutori. Tom, coaches make lots of decisions. There's lots of reasons for lineup decisions. Could be an injury. Could be somebody's had a great couple of weeks of practice. Could be a lot of things that the average fan doesn't see. You've got 3 lineup changes tonight, one of them based on an injury. But Dante Lawson will be playing for the first time in quite a while. Carter Jones will be playing for the first time in a while. Patrick Sedasari gets his first action tonight. What kind of led to those 3 decisions?
Well, Jones, he played last weekend and the weekend before against North Dakota, so he's been back from his injury, and we're easing Jonesy back into it, and we've got good competition. Dante's been injured for like 3 weeks as well, and now he's back, and we just felt, again, we got to play our guys. We got to get some depth right there, and you know, guys just need to get some experience. And as far as Patrick, it's just for he's been ineligible, so it's his first game back, and we want to see what he's about.
On the power play last night, especially your first power play unit, they seemed to almost overplay the point and also the wall. That's where that unit likes to work from. Can you invert that power play and work that thing from down low to high with those guys?
Well, you sure can. There's a lot of different things you can do, but obviously, again, there's also certain plays you want to run. And if you want to work a certain play, a lot of it is predicated on the hands.
Louis Bedone went over 100 career points last night. For your Beaver fans that maybe haven't seen him play a whole lot, does he remind you of any former Beavers?
I don't know. Again, another tough question right there, Schultze. Hard to answer that right on the cuff. But he's a good hockey player. He's got good hockey sense. He's got good patience. He got 3 points last night. And like I said, he makes the play on the game tire. The first one, he skates the puck into the offensive zone. He gets the first shot. And then Genuine gets the second or third whack at